Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1644. Visible translated text is as follows. Been talking with Duffy just a moment before, and Duffy had said, "Yonder's a yellow I don't want to see." Eubanks asked him, "Who is it?" Duffy replied. So Eubanks told me, "Hute Garner," and Duffy replied, "I'm going to beat it," and immediately left. For 3/4 of an hour, I searched around among the boxcars, looking into many empty boxcars and hoping to find Duffy. But finally, I left without finding him. Robert L. Wagoner, J.H. Doral, sworn for the state. We are detectives of the City Police Department of the City of Atlanta. We are acquainted with J.E. Duffy. Several months ago, we saw Mr. Dot Duffy in the office of the detective department. We do not know whether or not he came to the office upon his own initiative, or whether or not someone requested him to come. The first time we saw him was when he was there and talking about what he knew about his hand getting out at the National Pencil Company. Mr. Dot Duffy stated that he had heard that it had been stated that the blood found on the factory floor possibly came from his finger when it was out. He stated that this was not true, that it could not have been possible. He stated, as his reason, the fact that he had some waste in his hand at the time, his finger on his other hand was out, and that he caught his finger at once in his other hand with the waste around it and held it tight, catching whatever blood came from his hand in the waste and holding his finger tight with the waste so as to impede the flow of blood, and that he held in his hand in this way he went immediately out of the room and on into Mr. Dot Frank Quota's office. He, Duffy, sworn for the state, I am the father of J.E. Duffy. About 1 month ago, I was walking home from the Southern Railroad Yards with L.P., Eubanks, and L.P. Eubanks said to me, "We are getting your son, J.E. Duffy, have money, and we are taking his notes for it, but that don't make any difference. He will not have to pay it back." A Garner, S.L. Rosser, sworn for the state. We know J.E. Duffy, and together with the walked with Mr. Dot Duffy, at the office of the Solicitor General, a short time after the murder of Mary Fagan and Mr. Dot Duffy, told us that when his finger was out at the National Pencil Company, that he had some waste and that he immediately wrapped it around his finger and held the waste and the injured.